getting together a group of people, collecting a big pile of money. That's got to be one of the principal pastimes of mankind. Think corporations, governments, churches, beer runs, and many more. The government divides these groups into profit and non-profit organizations. The people in charge of for-profit organizations are supposed to invest the cash flow so it brings in a profit. If they fail at this for any length of time, their big pile of money will disappear. Then they'll go looking for another one. Of course, what usually happens is eventually the organization goes broke and the executives leave rich. Some of the nonprofit groups are better at maintaining the size of their pile of cash than some of the for-profit groups. The usual way of defining profit and nonprofit utterly fails to describe the actual cash flow involved. Since some organizations are officially described as nonprofit and therefore pay no taxes, it is considerably easier for these nonprofit organizations to have money left at the end of the month. Not so much for a profit-making group that has to pay taxes. When the government defines your enterprise as non-profit, it's much easier for you to make a profit. That is your schizophrenic government at work. Anytime there is a large pile of money, there's almost certainly a criminal conspiracy to steal the money. The conspirators may or may not succeed, but they almost always exist. They vary in sophistication, resources, and levels of desperation. They could be small terrorist organizations. They could be major political parties. And it's hardly unusual for those who have control of one of these big piles of money to resort to criminal means to keep that control. The person who decides how a big pile of money is spent can easily turn a profit without ever actually stealing any of the money. Information about the spending plans for these giant cash flows is very valuable. A word to the crooked and the bribes flow. If it weren't so pathetic, it would be hilarious to watch the legislators claim they are going to pass laws to make sure the latest scandal never happens again. Actually, massive graft and corruption are going to continue as long as we rely on force to fund our society. Instead of passing laws that might actually reduce graft and corruption by reducing taxes and regulations. Our legislators continually increase taxation and regulation. Increasing taxation and regulation increases the opportunity for state-sponsored criminals to fleece the public and loot the public treasury. We'll never entirely eliminate the problem of graft and corruption, but we could minimize graft and corruption by not allowing armed robbery to be used as a fundraising tool for our society. If we didn't fund our society through armed taxation, we wouldn't have nearly as much graft and corruption. Governments talk about a few bad apples. When the cops are caught beating someone up for no good reason, we're told we should keep our image of honest cops devoted to protecting the public. We shouldn't let that image be tarnished by a few fascist nutcases. When corporate executives or government officials are caught with their hands in the till, we're told by the statist media that most public and corporate servants are hardworking and honest. I don't buy it. Even the good cops we see on TV think nothing of lying and cheating to accomplish their mission. Entering residences without permission or a warrant is routine. Kidnapping and interrogating someone who has not been charged with a crime is widely depicted. The state is using the mass media to desensitize us to these violations of law and morality. If what the state is bragging about is openly criminal and immoral, why would we think the things they are not telling us about are any better? We could vote the crooks and their corrupt policies out. We could do that if our election results were not massively miscounted and misreported. There's lots of evidence to suggest that the system is thoroughly and systematically corrupt from the very top to the very bottom, from the voting booth to the State House, to the White House, to the Supreme Court. The system needs reform. Our society needs to be totally rebuilt from the bottom up. We need the right of refusal. Just say no to the state. Just say no to taxation, incarceration, regulation, education, and war. Say yes to information, reformation, truth, peace, and prosperity. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.